The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz is out. He has withdrawn his name from consideration. ABC's Perry Russum with more on why.
Sources say at least four Republican senators were prepared to oppose his confirmation. Career officials at the Justice Department telling ABC News there is relief at the agency, calling Gaetz unqualified. One official calling it a pause in the horror show.
Gaetz has not said if he will return to his old House seat or move on. The president-elect wasting no time in nominating Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi for the post. She is a Trump ally who filed several unsuccessful lawsuits challenging the 2020 election results. Both sides of the country dealing with nasty weather, torrential rain and 100-mile-an-hour winds on the West Coast, long-needed rain and even some snow on the East Coast. In Ukraine, it has been confirmed by U.S. officials that Russia fired a medium-range missile capable of flying over 1,000 miles into Ukraine, not quite an intercontinental ballistic missile. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit Bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to Bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. December down 50 to 1865. January down 54 to 1846. February down 39 to 1881. March milk down 41 to 19 even. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 5 to 168. 40-pound blocks down 4 1/4 to 168 and a quarter. 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1/4 to 254 3/4, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 to 138, 6 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3/4 to 64 3/4, 3 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as there were no cash sales reported, and the cash markets have yet to kick off with a very light northern trade of 290 in the beef side on Tuesday, but really no sales reported. Now, export sales were at 14,250 metric tons of beef sold the week of November 14th. That's a four-week high that helped the feeder cattle markets. Hog markets mostly higher on the day. Higher pork cutout values helping to support the markets, while the export sales report showed 18,000 metric tons of pork sold the week of November 14th. December live cattle down 70 cents to 185.60. November feeder cattle up 32 cents to 255.12. December hogs up 27 cents to 80.80. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower on selling pressure due to favorable South American weather. Also, soybeans were concerned about tariffs and the potential trade war with China. That helped to move soybeans sharply lower, and that drop also spread into corn and wheat. New crop 25 corn down 4 1/4 to 436 3/4. New crop 25 beans down 10 3/4 to 1004 1/2. December wheat down 3 3/4 to 548 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 372, December 377, January 381, new crop 25 at 377. Cash beans at 893, December 898, January 903, new crop 25, 915. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 381 and 3 quarters, November 384 and 3 quarters, January 388 and a quarter, February 391 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 392, December 392, January 396. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 376, cash beans 897, January at 902. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 382, new crop 25, 387, cash beans 893, new crop 25, 914. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 397, new crop 25, 398, cash beans 940, April 964, May 967, new crop 25, 946. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 374, January 380, cash beans 9 even, January at 909. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 167 to 192, Holstein fed cattle 145 to 179, market cows 92 to 116, bulls 120 to 150, calves 200 to 880, beef steers 135 to 335, Holstein steers 140 to 170. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 135 and down, goat markets, does 162 and down, bucks 265 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 173 to 186, finished beef heifers 173 to 184.50, finished dairy steers 165 to 172, market cows 95 to 116, market bulls 125 to 149. Hog markets, market hogs 50 to 81, light sows 46 to 54, heavy sows 50 to 54.25, boars 18 to 25.75. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy today with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 25 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Sunday, cloudy with a high right around 45. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm a full-grown man. up tonight. You think I learned my lesson, but I'm still paying dues. Each time I drink and start to think I'm 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Hey, 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 hey.
Thank you. Go Durand Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Take a moment, celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. Hey, my next 30 years, gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Tim McGraw and my next 30 years here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region this morning. Looks like the winds will finally begin to diminish, but the clouds are going to stick around. And we'll have more with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also, next hour, we'll talk with Dr. Lisa Becton with the Swine Information Health Service. And I had a chance to talk with Dr. Becton during the NAFB convention. We're going to chat a little bit about biosecurity for hogs, and we'll have that next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Palm Pier Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There's a lot of economic uncertainty for U.S. agriculture looking ahead to 2025. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
2024 has been challenging for farmers and the agricultural sector. Dave Windemar, economist and managing partner with Agricultural Economic Insights, says 2024 has been full of twists and turns.
It has been interesting, lots of unexpected turns and uncertainty, and it's going to set us up for even more uncertainty and probably surprises into 2025. It's a farm economy with two outlooks, and one outlook is on the livestock side, especially cow-calf producers. They're having a pretty strong year when you look at net farm income and the net farm income estimates coming out of USDA. And then the other side of that coin is crop producers, and especially corn and soybeans in the Midwest. They're having a really difficult year, and so we're sort of have an economy that's hitting the brakes in one side and hitting the gas on the other side. And so I think that's going to take a lot of time to move through, to navigate through.
He says we've also seen changes in the overall U.S. economy.
I think we've also seen a change in the macroeconomy. We have a situation where the Fed's now starting to lower interest rates a little bit. And so we've seen a lot of that inflation uncertainty and inflation concern start to leave. So we'll see how that resolves itself into 2025.
While lower interest rates are a good thing, he says it will take a while before the agriculture economy notices an economic impact.
We went from 3.5%, 4% farm level interest rates up to 7%, 7.5%. And now we're coming down from 7.5% to maybe 6.5%. We'll start to see some improvement, but we went up a lot and we've came down a little bit. The implications of interest rates will range from borrowing costs all the way to asset valuations. And so it's going to take time to work its way through this system. But yes, time is going to be important. A little bit of relief for 2025, but long term will be important to watch.
Dave Windemar of Agricultural Economic Insights. For more insights, visit aei.ag. That's aei.ag. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
cloudy today with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 25 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Sunday, cloudy with a high right around 45. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Solve a problem. Well, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up. You ain't giving in. When our love starts slipping, love starts slipping.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vince Gill and Don't Let Our Love Start Slipping Away here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s this morning. Well, Thanksgiving, of course, next week, and cooking that Thanksgiving dinner this year will cost less than last year, but still higher than before the pandemic. The 39th annual Thanksgiving dinner survey from American Farm Bureau Federation showed the cost of this year's classic holiday feast for 10 will be about $58.08. That's $5.80 a person. That will be a 5% decrease from 2023. So a Thanksgiving meal, though, is still about 19% higher than it was in 2019. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America, I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems, OE-grade filters engineered for your equipment's top performance. Following an election in which immigration played a central role, the U.S. Government Accountability Office released a report last week examining how the H-2A agricultural worker program could be improved. I'll have the details when we return. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The H-2A visa program allows agricultural employers to hire foreign workers for temporary or seasonal tasks on the farm only when there are not enough qualified or willing U.S. workers available. Several sectors of the ag economy rely on these workers, and the program has been growing. Last year alone, more than 310,000 visas were issued, nearly double the number from 6 years ago. And as the program has expanded, it has faced growing pains. The Government Accountability Office last week released a report identifying three key areas where the H-2A program could be improved. First, they say it's important to return back wages to workers. Currently, if employers violate the H-2A wage rules, the Department of Labor can recover back wages for those workers. But about 20% of those wages remained unclaimed, often because these workers returned to their home countries and then they cannot be located. Second, they say it's important to hold employers accountable. The Department of Labor has the authority to debar employers from the programs for serious violations like wage theft or for providing unsafe working conditions. While some employers have been debarred, the report notes that the current 2-year statute of limitations often limits enforcement. The Department of Labor has proposed extending this time frame, which they argue would help improve accountability and deter noncompliance. Third, the Government Accountability Office noted delays in modernizing the application process. The Department of Homeland Security is still 3 years away from fully digitizing H-2A applications. Meanwhile, agencies like the Department of State have expedited visa interviews by waiving requirements for most applicants, a move that the report found could help keep the program running more smoothly. The agency also called for enhancing the information sharing capabilities between federal agencies and state workforce agencies. They say better communication could minimize delays in decision making. I'll be back with more after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
For some ag producers, the H-2A visa program has been a lifesaver when enough local help can't be found to get through harvest. But as federal focus returns to immigration under the next administration, ensuring those farms can still hire the best workers will be vital. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. Ask for Donaldson filters by name with your retailers. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. 5%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
God bless Texas.
Oh,
home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The White House is asking for $98 billion in emergency disaster relief funding following multiple hurricanes this fall. Roll Call says the administration wants a comprehensive package that extends back to unmet needs from prior disasters, encompassing requests the White House made over a year ago. The largest piece of funding, $40 billion, would restore the Federal Emergency Management Agency's dwindling fund for immediate disaster response needs. Another $21 billion would allow USDA to compensate farmers and ranchers for crop and livestock losses. President Biden wrote in a letter to Congress that there can be no delay. Congress will decide how much to appropriate and whether to attach the package to a stopgap measure that may be needed to avoid a partial government shutdown after December 20th. Cooking a Thanksgiving dinner this year for friends and family will cost less than last year, but still more expensive than before COVID-19. The 39th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner Survey shows the cost of this year's classic holiday feast for 10 is $58.08, or about $5.80 a person. That's a 5% decrease from 2023, which was 4.5% lower than 2022. 2 years of declines, though, don't erase dramatic increases that led to a record high cost of $64.06 in 2022. Despite the encouraging momentum, a Thanksgiving meal is still 19% higher than it was in 2019. Turkey, the centerpiece on most tables, helped bring down the overall cost of dinner. The average price for a 16-pound turkey is $25.67. That's $1.68 a pound, which is down 6% from 2023.
Items like dinner rolls and cubed stuffing both saw an 8% increase. Cranberries were up 12%. The EPA is facing renewed pressure to deny applications re-registering the controversial weed killer from three of the biggest crop protection companies. Three Senate Democrats are urging the EPA to deny applications to re-register the herbicide dicamba, saying the weed killer cannot be used without causing unreasonable adverse effects. The herbicide, which was pulled from the market earlier this year, can drift when sprayed and cause irreparable harm to human health, critical habitats, and neighboring crops. That, according to letters from Senators Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, and Peter Welch, re-registering the herbicide with tighter usage restrictions, as the agency has done in the past, has not been enough to mitigate damage from dicamba, the letter went on to say. The senators have reiterated dicamba cannot be fixed. To minimize damage and reduce the need for insecticide sprays, crops have been genetically engineered to produce bacterial proteins that kill pests but are not harmful to people or wildlife. However, widespread planting of such transgenic crops has led to rapid adaptation by some pests. Researchers from the University of Arizona used genomics to investigate the genetic changes causing resistance to transgenic crops in field populations of the corn earworm. The corn earworm is one of the world's most challenging pests in terms of its ability to quickly evolve resistance in the field to genetically engineered crops, said senior study author Bruce Tabashnik. To analyze the genetic basis of field-evolved resistance of corn earworm, insects were sent for DNA extraction and sequencing to enable scanning the entire genome for genetic differences between the resistant and susceptible corn earworm caterpillars. The analysis included 937 corn earworms from 17 sites in 7 states from across the United States. A new seed hybrid has the potential to increase yield by 10% and represents one of the first major innovations for the wheat crop in decades. Corteva unveiled a drought-resistant wheat seed that could be revolutionary in advancing more climate-resilient hybrids for a crop that's been difficult to innovate. The new proprietary wheat seed has the potential to increase yields by 10% while using the same amount of land and resources. The non-GMO technology can also provide yields 20% above competitors in drought conditions. The Indianapolis-based company plans to bring hybrid hard red winter wheat to North America by 2027 as competitors race to bring drought-tolerant seeds to market. Hybrid seeds created by crossing two genetically different parents have been used for decades by corn and soy farmers as a way to produce more resilient, higher-yielding plants. However, due to the relatively complex genetics of wheat, progress on creating a hybrid has been slow. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy today with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 25 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Sunday, cloudy with a high right around 45. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Since the day I was led to temptation, and in weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time